Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, this is Steve Commissar, aka Brett Champion, the Don of Con, with another exciting episode of The Con Man and the Cop, starring Ryan Horn as the cop and me, the Don of Con, as the con man. And guess who just walked in the studio? It's Ryan Horn. How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, doing fantastic, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a while. The holidays are over. We're in January now, and we've got a brand new episode, and I just can't wait for the subscribers to hear all the great things that they're going to be listening to tonight, all the good advice, and it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, and I hope, I doubt a lot of people had a chance to hear our last one about the dating scams, which, thank you, listeners. The numbers on those were very good, as Steve would agree. And hopefully maybe we saved some relationships here even, or gave some people advice and they were able to turn course and go the right way and save themselves enormous amounts of headaches, because I think there's a lot more of that going on than people, including us, even realize.
Absolutely. And the good thing is our audience knows that this is The Con Man and the Cop, our brand new show, our history making breakthrough show with the con man and the cop. So our listeners get to hear both sides of the street from the law enforcement point of view and the con man point of view. But we also have our other shows too, which is my show called Scam Junkie and your show, Ryan, called White Collar Crimes. And when we just did the dating scam show, the numbers were so high, it was off the charts. I got more listeners on that one show on dating scams than like the past three episodes combined. So thank you, listeners. We really appreciate you listening, and the audience is growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm glad you guys like the show.
Absolutely, and we enjoy bringing it to you. And if we could just help one or two of you out there avoid being scammed, as you know, Steve gave it a personal account of a recent time he was scammed out in the dating world. And if we were able to help just one of you or two of you out there, say, steer course and get on track and avoid a disaster like that, then it's all worth it, because that's not at the top of people's list. People, I think, are always worried about being scammed by the Bernie Madoff types. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of those out there, but I don't think they realize, Steve, that they are far more likely to get victimized by people you just mentioned, some of the ladies that have tried to scam you and others, that there are way more of those types out there than there are the Bernie Madoff types.
Yeah, well, in case the listeners haven't heard this episode yet, and I recommend they do right away, what it was I met a young lady and she told me she loved me and I was single and I believed everything she said. And she asked me to buy her a laptop for her business. Her name was Azine, and she's like a shark, you know? And I bought her the laptop, and then I never heard from her again. And what really hurts is I was trying to explain this to some people the other day. A prostitute tells you that they're going to have sex with you, and that's all they're going to do. And when it's over, they're going to leave. You know, don't touch my hair, don't kiss me. And, you know, hurry up and finish your business so I can get the hell out of here. But these other kind of whores, the gold digging whores and these prostitute kind of whores that try to get your money and break your heart, they're not honest with you. They're making believe they love you. And not only do they break your bank account, they break your heart too. And that is the worst, lowest form of whore that there is. And if you listeners out there, if you want to listen to that episode, it's on Con Man and the Cop. It's on White Collar Crimes. It's on Scam Junkie. It's a very good episode. Wouldn't you say so, Ryan?
Absolutely. And I totally agree. Check that out on any one of those three. Check it out on all three of them. We'd appreciate ratings on all three of those, actually. But yes, it is some very good advice. And you can give that in that case, especially from a personal level, like we do on here, because we point that out a lot, that this is the only podcast on this subject where you're getting an education from not only two different perspectives, obviously, but people that like us that have had actual experience in this subject. And not everybody does. And yep, you give them some very good personal advice in this of what's happened to you. And guys out there listening, this could, you could be the next victim. So yes, absolutely check that episode out on any one of these podcasts. And if you got it, you know, email us if you've been given a similar example and you've got a story where we could help warn others. Please email me, ryanhornvt@gmail.com, and would be glad to put your story out there on the air.
Yeah, what I would say also is, all of you listeners, if you have not subscribed yet to the three podcasts, take a minute after you listen to this episode. It's only $4.99 per month for each podcast. And for $4.99 a month, you can get a subscription to Scam Junkie. You can get a subscription to The Con Man and the Cop, the show you're listening to right now. And Ryan's show that's been on the longest, White Collar Crimes. And you get all three of those for $4.99 each, with our personal guarantee that if for any reason you're not satisfied, we will give you your money back. No questions asked. No one's ever asked for their money back. And you get a brand new t-shirt, of course, when you sign up. And it's just a very, very good show. It's highly educational. We are with the Screen Actors Guild, SAG-AFTRA. We're a franchise syndicated podcast that very, very few of these podcasts are, because Ryan can tell you most all of the true crime white collar podcasts are junk. They're terrible. They're hosted by people that have no knowledge of white collar crimes or crime in general. And I can't even stomach sitting through any of them for more than 10 minutes. What about you, Ryan?
Yeah, I've had a lot of that experience as well. And it is frustrating, you know, when you listen to a podcast. I don't know about, you know, about most people, but I'd say you and I agree on this. And I'd say, honestly, probably majority of our listeners agree. You want someone that's speaking to have knowledge on that subject. You know, there's a reason I don't do a podcast about dentistry or anything like that, because I don't have knowledge of that subject. And these are subjects that you and I both have knowledge on, and we're glad to do them and put the knowledge that we have out there. But it is, you know, when I first started doing podcasts, I knew nothing at all about them, but I was kind of floored about that, how many people are doing true crime podcasts, and they don't really have any credentials in any way, either having been on the criminal side of the aisle or, like in my case, on the law enforcement official side. Neither one of them they've done, and they're able to put podcasts out there. And we're glad you're listening to this one, because you're getting the truth here, and you're getting from a stance of credibility, people like us that have actually done this. And that's what sets this podcast apart from so many. And that's what, you know, mine and yours are set apart from. And that's what we can offer you, folks. So yes, please subscribe to our podcasts.
The other thing I wanted to tell these people, Ryan, is I looked at a list the other day. It was like a 2-month-old list of all the white-collar true crime podcasts. And even 2 months later, like 90% of them are no longer on the air, or they have a recording on where someone says, oh, sorry, we haven't had an episode on in 6 months. We'll try to get one on soon. And they just eat the people's money, and then they go out of business. And even when they were on, there's no substance, no content. And we've already checked them out, so we can tell you, don't waste your time. Here you've got me, a professional con man for over 30 years, making millions of dollars, perpetrating every type of scam known to man with a vast knowledge. There's nobody that knows more about fraud and scams than I do. I'm the foremost authority in the world, probably, on fraud and scams. I'm a published author. And then you got Ryan, who is a law enforcement officer with over 25 years experience going after these kind of people. So with that combined knowledge and our entertainment background with, you know, acting and podcasts, we provide an educational, very entertaining show. And it's not scripted at all. We're ad-libbing right now, the whole thing.
Absolutely. It always
turns out perfect every time. And at that, Ryan, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, it's something you and I were talking about right before we got on here, and it's and, you know, we agree it's not illegal, but it still borders on being a scam with what happens when people get roped into these. And I got wife and I have a rental property, as I was telling you, and got a card in the mail for it, and I could tell it felt like a credit card in it, and I pull it up, and I think it's some type of Walmart card or something. Well, the name is not quite the same last night as mine. It's like off a letter or so, but it was trying to be sent to me. and hook me in. And as I explained to you the way it was, you mentioned it, it probably is a legit legal offer, but once they get your clause into you, would you classify this offer? And I'll have you explain, like you did to me, you know, explain to the listeners here. It's basically a form of legalized but yet predatory lending, what it is, correct?
Yeah, it's predatory lending because there's a law, the usury laws state that you can only charge a certain amount of interest for loans. And most credit cards, you know, are 3%, 6%. But what these people do is they tell you, congratulations, you've won yourself a free credit card, no credit check, with a $300 credit limit. And if you have no credit, this will get you started and get your credit line built up and your FICO score raised. But what they don't tell you is that $300 credit line, you're going to have to send them about $500, which will be deposited into your account in order to get the $300 credit line. So you're paying $500 to get a $300 credit line. And then to add insult to injury, they're charging you like 25 or 30% interest on any charge you make. Every time you pick up the phone to hear your balance, it's 50 cents. To use ATM, it's a dollar. And they nickel and dime you to death. And it should be illegal, but it's not. It's definitely misrepresentation because you think you're getting a credit card. And it's basically the same thing as if you walked into a store and got one of those, you know, prepaid Visa
cards.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. A Visa prepaid card is basically all you're getting out of a deal like this. But like you said, they make you think you're getting something. And yes, it is completely legal, but sometimes some of these do step over the line. I did a podcast on a guy in the early days of my podcast, and he ended up getting busted in doing this, but he was doing some payday loans and some things like that. And he ended up going a little bit too far from it and violating some state laws. And he eventually got taken down. And yeah, you know, this might be completely legal, but the people who do sign up and fall for these, would you say, in a sense, they are getting scammed?
I would say they're getting scammed only because every single person that opens up the letter and sees the advertising, they actually think they're getting a credit card and they've been approved for credit and they can start spending it. But what they don't know is if these people knew that they have to send in $500 to get to spend $300, who knows where the other $200 goes that they took from you? It's probably for registration fees and all kinds of little fees that they're going to add on there. And then the 25% interest. So every time you spend $100, you got to pay $25 and you'll never get out of it. If they give you more credit for more money, every time you spend that and you make the minimum payment on the card, you're never going to ever bring that balance back down to zero again. And the most important thing, Ryan, is it's not going to help your credit. It's not going to build your credit. It's not going to build your FICO score because it's not a real credit card.
Very good advice. Yep. And like you said, they send them to probably everybody on that street. I'm just wondering, and this is in a small town, but nonetheless, I'm just wondering how many people on the street where this is at actually did get victimized by this. Because in a sense, they are getting victimized. I mean, they're certainly not being done any favors. And, you know, that's something you got to look out for, folks. Just because something is technically legal does not mean you can't get snookered or taken advantage of on it. And these type of cards like this that kind of poses a credit card are a good example. Many of these payday loans, I know you see a lot of them, especially in more urban type areas, these check cashing places and payday loans and whatnot, and make these offers. But I mean, it is really legalized loan sharking in a sense, wouldn't you agree?
Totally, completely. Not only is it legalized loan sharking, but here in Los Angeles, they have TV commercials that probably cost thousands, $20,000, $30,000 just for a 30-second commercial. And it's very glamorous. They make it look like, okay, you got to go out this weekend. You want to go to the movies, but you don't have money. So call this number and get a payday loan. And you could get $500 advance off your check. But what they're not telling you either is that payday loan is going to come with a huge fee, huge amount of interest. And that $200 or $500 loan you're getting off of your paycheck might end up costing you $600, $700, $800, which is nothing. You're just losing money.
Yes. And there's other types of ways like that. You know, I'm sure you've seen too some of these appliance stores that offer, you know, make it sound like you're just really getting this deal. You'll get a brand new refrigerator, really pimped out, tricked out, and all that good stuff. But yeah, it's the same type of terms and conditions you mentioned ago. And again, it might be completely legal, but it doesn't mean it's harmful. You know, something I mentioned to clients that I have on the probation caseload, good example is alcohol. It can still get people in trouble. Yes, it's completely legal, and you won't get arrested for it possessing it the same way you will if you're caught possessing cocaine. But make no mistake about it, just because alcohol is legal does not mean it's not harmful. I mean, it's involved in the overwhelming majority of domestic battery cases. Thousands upon thousands of people are killed by drunk drivers every year. So again, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's not harmful, folks. So be careful about these predatory lenders that are out there.
And now that you're mentioning alcohol, let me throw this in too. Alcohol, more than any other drug, cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, alcohol causes the most amount of deaths. It's highly, highly addictive. It causes the most amount of traffic accidents. There's a lot of people in prison right now because they were drunk on alcohol and did stupid things. They went into a bank with a gun, they beat up their wife. Alcohol is deadly. Bullets are legal too. You can go in a gun store and buy bullets, but look at the harm that they do. You can't justify something just because it's legal. Alcohol is deadly. It's the same as any other dangerous drug, and the best thing to do is just stay away from it.
Yep, and I think that's good points that we are trying to make to you folks is yes, just because it is legal doesn't mean it can't do you any harm. And yeah, we focus on crime on this podcast, sure, but overall, and Steve would agree with this, we focus on scams and frauds, and those come in many forms, many shapes, many fashions, things like that. And yes, it some of these might be completely legal, but what happens to you in the end is going to be far more harmful. You gave a good example just a second ago. Somebody's a little short on the dough, needs to go out for the weekend, think they're going to borrow a short little payday loan. But like you said, it's going to cost them probably double what it would cost maybe if they just borrowed that money from a friend. So check out the terms and conditions on these types of things, folks, before you get involved in signing up to them, because I do know some people too that have been personally really victimized by these type of lending agencies or whatever, because it may seem harmless, but in the end a lot of people get burned on these, and they're not on people's radar much. I don't think people are really aware of, just like this thing here. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to have a few extra $100. Who wouldn't? But I know what I'd be signing up for by signing up for this card, and it's just not worth it.
It's one of those things, like they always say, if it sounds too good to be true, it's the same thing. You're not going to get a free credit card with a free credit line. You're not going to get a payday loan where someone's just going to come to your house and loan you $500 and you can pay it back anytime. Everything has strings attached. It's got a catch. And in the end, it's going to end up costing you a lot more than you think. There's no deal, there's no bargain. Maybe I'll throw this in too. There's another scam out there that's coming up now. It's called the advanced fee loan scam. It was popular in the 80s and 90s. That's where you see advertisements on the radio or on the internet or in magazines, or you might get an email. It says, bad credit, no problem. Borrow $10,000 to $100,000 overnight, approved instantly. And people think, wow, I'm going to get a loan and it's going to be free, and I have bad credit, and they're going to give it to me anyway. And then you call up the service and they fill out a form on the phone. You give them your social security number, driver's license number. Now they have all your personal information. And then they tell you, okay, you need to put up $250. It's the processing fee. And we approved you for a $10,000 loan. You got to pay $280 a month for 32 months or however long it is. And you got to promise you're going to pay it. And as soon as we get the $250 processing fee, we'll send you the $10,000 loan. Well, guess what? You send in the fee and you get a list of a bunch of banks and loan services, legitimate ones that you can go to and apply for the loan. But you're never going to get that $10,000 and you've just been scammed.
Yep, they just got your $250. And All you need is four, say you get four people to fall for that type of scam. If you're the con man, Steve, that's 1,000 quick bucks you've made right there without much effort, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is, anyone who thinks they're going to get $10,000 with bad credit or no credit, first of all, they're delusional. I don't know what anyone could be thinking to be that naive to think they're going to get that. And the other thing is greed. The same thing we talk about on every show. The three main reasons people fall victim to scams. The number one reason is greed, because they're greedy. They think they're going to get $10,000 all at once, and all they have to do is pay $250. Some of these advanced fee services, they don't even say it's a fee. They say, well, your first payment on the loan is going to be $250. So send in the first payment, and then we'll go ahead and send you out a check for the amount of the loan. And a lot of them say, well, we'll call you back and let you know if you're approved or not. And then they call you back and say, congratulations, you're approved. So you actually think you're being processed and approved. And then after they get the $250, they call you back and say, well, you know what? We can give you $20,000 instead of $10,000 if you send in another fee. And these people, without getting anything, they'll go right back in and send in another fee. So now the con man, instead of making 250 or 1,000 or however many deals he closes, now he's making a lot more money because the greed's getting higher and he's promising you more money.
You know, and there's so many ways that that happens in so many forms where people, you know, and I thankfully was taught this at a young age and advised any of you out there, never pay money to get a loan. It's just, you know, common sense will tell you that's the red flag there. But there's just so many of these types that are out there like that, where you just, like you said, you get promised this money and it just doesn't come, but greed lures people into it, you know. And that's a good point, because last time we mentioned loneliness as being one of the key ones when we talked about dating scams. But there's so many people that are scammed by these, and yes, a lot of times it is greed. But like you said, common sense has got to tell you, especially if you've got really bad credit, you're not going to get this type of money, not easily, especially.
Well, that's what I'm going to say right now. It's important to let these people know that with these loan scams or any type of scams like this, a loan is the hardest thing to get as far as they're going to check your credit and see if you apply for it. It's easy, like, to get a first-time buyer deal on a car if you prove you have a job and paycheck stubs. But to get a loan, you've really got to have good credit already. You've got to have a past history of paying off debts, getting credit, paying it off, and over a long period of time too. So you're not going to get that. And to think you are is ridiculous. But, you know, you mentioned something. Let's tell our audience the three main things again, in case they didn't hear our prior broadcast. The three main reasons people fall victim to scams are, number one, greed. Number two, loneliness, like the dating scam, like yours truly here, the Don of Con, fell for this little prostitute, Azine, who made believe she loved me, got a free laptop, and I fell for it like a sucker. I should have known better. I was conning people out of millions of dollars, and I let this little whore just totally work me over and then run away and disappear like she's the professional con man. So look at what happened to me. That's loneliness. And then the third one is to be a part of something big, like to be a hero, to donate money to charity or to help someone who's doctors with at borders, you know, some guy calling up and saying, yeah, I'm a doctor, I'm overseas, these people in Nigeria, they stole my passport, can you help me out, send a couple iTunes cards. I mean, if someone's asking for an iTunes card for $20, that tells you right there it's a scam. I mean, who cares about that except some Nigerian scammer who's sitting on a dirt floor eating beans and with a torn clothes and no money. That's something a scammer would do. You just have to have common sense, folks. It's just, sometimes I'm just surprised when I hear about the scams and how people fall for them and how these women fall in love with these romance scammers and believe they're actually people that are interested in them. I don't know what this world's coming to, Ryan, but we got to put on our superhero suits and we got to really help these people.
We have to. And I, you know, one of the ones I was always shocked at is when people were scammed into trying to pay IRS debts. They conned some of these people into being and convinced them that they could pay an IRS debt with like a Walmart or Target gift card or something. And I mean, that the most common of common sense would tell you no legitimate government entity is going to take payment in that form. And it's just number two, it should be out there enough now. But for those few of you maybe that haven't heard this, I will tell you the IRS is not going to call you by phone to collect payment. That is not how they work. They operate by letters and sending agents out to meet with you personally or things like that. But the IRS is not going to try to collect a debt with you by phone, anything like that. If you get a call from someone claiming to be with the IRS, hang up. It is a fraud, or report it to your local law enforcement agency because it is a scam.
The other thing is that people don't realize is not just the IRS, but any bank, credit card company, department store, nobody is going to call you on the phone or ask you for any personal information. They're not going to ask you for your social security number, driver's license number, credit card number, address. They don't ask you for those things over the phone. And they're just trying to get the information just so they can use it to take over your identity and rip you off. And the worst thing that can happen to you is not being scammed on an advance fee loan scam or getting a credit card with a high interest rate. The worst thing is if someone takes over your identity and they're using your name and their picture on a driver's license with your name on it and your information, and they go out and they get arrested. And they never show up in court, and you're driving one day, and the cops pull you over, and they slap the handcuffs on you and arrest you because that person was using your identity and they got arrested and didn't show up in court, and they're arresting you. And there is not a goddamn thing you're going to be able to tell those policemen to prevent them from putting you in jail. And you might sit there for a while, especially if you don't have money for bail, until they sort it out. And it could take a long time. So be really careful about giving out any personal information, because that's the killer right there.
Yes, and let's face it, it is easier now in the, not to beat a dead horse, but you can't help but have to talk about this every time. Technology has just made it easier for people to get things on you, and you have to be that much more on your toes, right, Steve? Because it's just that much easier now for con men to have these tools at their disposal.
There are more cons and scams happening right now than ever during the course of history. There's more money being scammed from people. There's more different kind of scams. There's more people scamming because the economy is so bad. We're still reeling from COVID and all these wars all over the world, and everything is just going to shit. And people that never scammed anyone before, they're now doing scams because they're surviving. They got to pay their bills. They got to feed their kids. They're desperate. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't even go through the course of a day without opening an email. And you can tell them, Ryan, you know it just as well as I do. You can open up an email and see an email. It could be from PayPal or it could be from Best Buy. It looks exactly like the original email from the real company. And they're saying, oh, we need this little payment, or you just forgot to pay this $29 interest fee. And you're thinking, well, it's possible because most people use PayPal or they use Best Buy.
Sure.
And looking at the email, it looks exactly like the original one, and it's really hard to tell. But if you look at the email address really carefully, tell them what they're going to see, Ryan.
Might see just one number or one letter slightly off or altered, just enough to make it where it is different. But like he's pointing out, like Steve is pointing out, unless you give it a really close look under the scope and a really close inspection, you may not catch that. And just that one little slight difference of you not catching may make all the difference in the world of you getting scammed.
The other thing is, we're all on our cell phones. We're not sitting behind a 14-inch giant screen most of the time. We're in our car or at work and we're on our cell phone. Looking at that tiny little screen, it's pretty hard to tell if an email address has one little dash or dot that's different than the real one. You're not going to pick it up. And these people who make these emails, they use the, you know, very, very high-tech software and inks, and it looks identical. I compared a scam type of email to a real one, and besides those little tiny little differences and maybe a few, sometimes there'd be like a spelling or grammar error that gives it away because the people perpetrating the scams are in a foreign country. But besides that, you're really not going to tell. So you just have to be smart, use common sense. If it seems like it's too good to be true, it definitely is. And don't be greedy and think you're getting something for nothing. It's never going to happen. We talk about this every single week, and we still get calls and letters from people. Oh, my God, what happened to me? And me, myself. Look, I got scammed by a woman trying to rip me off. Anyone can get scammed. You got scammed, well, Ryan.
I have. Wife and I got scammed on a penny stock scam, the Zeke Rewards. Like I said, some of you all listening may have been victimized. And if you have, email me the email address I mentioned. I'd be glad to have you on my podcast, the White Collar Crimes podcast, about that scam, because I did one on that. And something, you know, it may be the Christmas season may be over and people maybe not be getting as much packages, but this is another one I've noticed to really look out for, because it could be all time of year. But I think they really play this at Christmas because people have so many orders out there and so many shipments coming in, they don't really know what it has. But Steve, have you gotten the one on the email? Your shipment is delayed. Click here to find out more what it's on. Well, 9 times out of 10, I'm thinking I don't have a shipment waiting. But, you know, that's a time of year where I could see it'd be easier for somebody to fall for, because at that time of year, heck, I might have 15 different packages out there that I'm ordering for different friends and family members, and it might be a little easier to fall into that. But have you seen that one? You got an email before where it says, oh, your package is delayed, or, you know, this is going on with it. Click here to find out more.
I get those. Every day I probably get 20 or 30 emails, like every couple hours, and they're all advertising and junk. They're from people that says, hi, haven't talked to you in a while, and you open it up thinking it's from someone else. First of all, you don't even want to open an email if it's from someone that you don't know, because it'll say, here, to find out what your prize is, click here. Well, guess what? You click on that link and that person has access to your computer. They do a keystroke thing on you. They know everything you're entering in your computer. They know all your passcodes now. They have your contact list. And it's just because you were curious and clicked on the thing. To find out about your shipment, click here. To find out about your refund, click here. Your prizes are waiting, click here. Never click on anything in an email. And yeah, every day, most people do get some kind of a scam type of thing. It might not come in an email. Have you ever got a text, Ryan, where it's like a text message? It looks like, oh, thank you for your payment. You know, your payment went through. But it's really like, oh, there's been a problem with your shipment. And you go on there and it's the return address or the phone number the text is from. It's like a 3 or 4 digit number. It looks like a legitimate thing from, you know, Verizon phone company or something, but it's not. They get you by text, they get you by email. In the old days, they'd call you up on the phone and scam you, but now they don't have to. It makes it real easy for a con man to get your money. So always, always be on point and be looking for these things, because these people are sharp and they got a lot of practice. They con people all day. Anything you say, any question you ask them, they're going to have the rebuttal, the right answer. And now with artificial intelligence and all that, man, we could do a whole week's worth of shows on that.
Yeah.
They can make a recording that sounds just like your son's voice or your wife's voice. I'm in the hospital, I need help, you know. And you actually think that, oh my God, one of my relatives is in the hospital, I better send some money over there. But it's just a recording and it was made through artificial intelligence or just some computer program, and it's ruthless. So be careful, people out there.
Be careful and always tune in to the Con Man and the Cop, Scam Junkie, and the White Collar Crimes podcast, because you're always going to be getting the tips, because Steve and I both religiously comb through news stories and all the events going on so we can stay abreast of what's going on in this to get this information out there to you.
And if there is anything going on out there, a new scam, believe me, our listeners are going to call us and let us know. We're going to find it ourselves. We have all kinds of computer programs and news finders and crawlers and searches, and we will find out what's going on. Our listeners are always going to be kept abreast of all the new scams, exactly how they're perpetrating them, and exactly what you people can do so you will not fall victim to any type of scams or con game. Because we tell you what the scam is. We tell you three or four times it's not real. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get that. And then we tell you what to do so you can avoid being victimized. We also have a whole list of all these phone numbers of law enforcement, the FBI, Federal Trade Commission. So if you do get scammed, chances are pick up the phone, file a report, and maybe that person scammed so many people that your complaint was just the last one needed to launch the investigation. You might have been the person that caused them to be busted. So you always got to do your part, because you're not just protecting yourself, you're protecting your fellow citizens too from being ripped off, and we all got to stick together.
Very good points. And, you know, we're glad that you are out there sticking together with us. And I like the idea of the artificial intelligence, because that is going to be, that's the new thing that might be the most used tool to enhance scamming in the next decade, I think. And you, the listeners, can let us know. But I like that idea, Steve. I think we should do a little research and digging up on that and see what we can find out going on, because I think that's going to be used just about more than anything in the future for the scam world.
I think what we should do while we're talking about it now, and like we tell our listeners on every show, no scripts. This is all off the cuff. We're just professionals in the entertainment industry, so we don't make mistakes. We don't have to have 20 takes or anything. We know what we're doing. We know what the scams are. We know what to tell our audience and everything. And I think what we should do, maybe on all three of our podcasts, Scam Junkie, this one, The Con Man and the Cop, and your award-winning show, White Collar Crimes, I think we should do a trifecta on artificial intelligence and what these new fangled scams that are going to be coming out that use that, and all the things that people are going to do with that to make money. So you'll be ahead of the crowd and you'll know what they're going to do before they even do it. And by the time you get the email or the phone call or the text, you'll say, oh yeah, Ryan and Steve just told us about this last week on The Con Man and the Cop. And we're not going to fall for that, because we've been notified and we've been educated. We subscribed. We paid $4.99 a month, and we just saved thousands of dollars, because now we're not going to lose our money.
Absolutely. And you did hear her, folks. And yes, I like that idea. So stay tuned to all three podcasts. I'd say in the coming weeks, you will hear a little bit more on the dangers that AI could pose to the scam world.
I watched this old lady on TV, and she was on the news. Every news station out here in Los Angeles, they have pretty much their consumer fraud reporter guy. You know, back when I was going on all the TV talk shows, I was the consumer guy, and I would talk about all the scams that were coming out, whether it was Dateline NBC or The View, and we'd tell the audience, and then we'd do a scam on the studio audience so they'd know what to look out for and everything. But yeah, these are the newest things, these artificial intelligence and all the new scams that are coming out. This lady called up the news station, and what happened is she got a phone call. They had a voice call her that sounded identical to her grandson. And she sees this guy every day. She knows what he sounds like. She wasn't senile. And mom, you know, grandma, I'm in the hospital. I lost my insurance card and I got to get some stitches, but you know, they need $195 just to get started, and they'll take me in right now without the insurance, but I don't have any money. Can you send that in for me? And she sent it in and she got fooled. They have the voices identical, and these computers can just hear a voice and they can have a whole conversation made up just by a few sentences said. And it's vicious and it's cruel and it can fool you. And if you don't think you're going to get fooled by that, guess again, because when you get a call and you think it's one of your relatives in the hospital, you're going to drop all of your defenses and you're going to panic and you're going to send that money in. But we're warning you about it. It's not going to happen. If they call you and tell you your wife's in the hospital, you need to send money, just say, hang on a second, pick up your phone, call your wife, and you'll see she's right there. Nothing bad happened. And it was a scam. So be smart. Don't just send in money off the cuff because someone told you to. Investigate, do research, and find out for yourself. And with a little bit of thinking, you'll save a lot of money and save a lot of time. And it's just a very valuable thing to do. And, you know, thank God that there's podcasts now like this one where people can actually get educated and not fall victim to fraud and scams. Because before our podcasts, our three podcasts, all of these other ones, you know, they're talking about, you know, the Zodiac killer from 1953 and they're rehashing things, you know, from Alfred Hitchcock Presents back in the 40s. You know, these are not relevant stories. These are entertainment stories. They're not relevant. Or some murder story that was on Dateline NBC, some guy that killed his family. This is the relevant stuff. These are the scams. This is what you pay your money to listen to. White collar scam and fraud. All here for you, folks.
Absolutely. Well, I think the producers, they're signaling me, Steve. I guess we got to get ready to wrap this one up. But wow, what a powerful amount of information in it. If I could just real quick, Steve, I would like to, because I mentioned this on my podcast, and I've told people this was coming for a long time, and it finally happened. But the audiobook that I narrated on famous Hollywood director Howard Hawks is now out there available for purchase, folks, and it's at cherryhillspublishing.com. And if you could help support a voice actor here that you know and joins you every week, greatly appreciated. And just wanted to throw that out because it took a long time to get out there, long time to record, long time to get it published and out there, but so glad it's out there now. That was a big break last week for me. And so if you like, especially old time Hollywood when Hawks was an actual director, check it out. It's a great book, and I'm glad to narrate it for you.
The other good thing is, and I'm going to toot your horn for you, Ryan, the other good thing is Ryan is a professional voiceover actor. He's done dozens of voiceovers for movies, TV shows, commercials, events, so many of them I can't even count them. I did get a sneak copy of this book, and I read it. It is fantastic. I couldn't put it down, and I'm starting to read it for the second time now. And you owe it to yourself for two reasons. It's entertaining. It's a great book. If you don't know who Howard Hawks was, look him up. Do a Google search. You'll be surprised. One of the most talented directors in history, and Ryan's one of the most talented voiceover people in history. And you're not only getting entertainment and education, but you're helping Ryan and his podcast and all of our podcasts, because a lot of that money, a lot of the profits, they go back into our podcast to get better microphones, better studios, and things like that. So everything's going back into the business to make it better so we can get more information and we can help you guys even more. So buy the book.
By the book. Thank you very much, Steve. And speaking of voice, you do a pretty good one on our ending theme song every week, Steve. So are you ready to hum a few bars and take our listeners off? And be sure and tune in next time, folks. We'll have another one out here for you very soon. And yes, keep an eye out for the coming episodes on artificial intelligence and the dangers they pose to us all. So, Steve, anything else you want to add? Any final parting thoughts?
Stay away from women who tell you that they love you. You got the biggest penis in the world and no one's ever given them an orgasm but you. It's not true. They're just trying to get your money. And with that, I'm going to sing our closing song, Bad Boys. And then we'll see you guys next time. Bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when Ryan and Steve come for you? See you later, folks. Have a nice evening.
Take care, everybody.